Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
As we launch here into the third hour of the program, you can bring up absolutely anything. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to continue with your calls. But Mark, you wanted to share something with us about the numbers, the statistics. Because we were talking in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, talking in the last hour about a young lady, a 32-year-old a lady in Seattle, two kids, makes less than $19,000 as a haircutter, was targeted by the IRS because the IRS didn't believe she could possibly live in Seattle, have two kids, and make that kind of money. They ended up tearing her life apart. She turns out she lives at home with her parents, pays them $400 a month in rent so she can actually afford to live in Seattle as a result of that. But none of this was good enough for the IRS. They decided to, you know, take a big old crap on her life. And they forced her to pay, I think, something like $1,500 back to them, and she's no longer allowed to get the earned income tax credit. They're claiming that she can't claim her kids as dependents because she didn't show enough receipts. I mean, it's just crazy. And so my question was, well, she was targeted because she filed a tax return. So how likely would it be that she was would be targeted had she never filed anything at all with the IRS?
Well, in her case, it's a bit more complicated because she works for somebody. But this article is from Slate.com. That's S-L-A-T-E.com. Mm-hmm. And it's called entitled Taxes Smaxes. It's What Happens If I Don't File a Tax Return by Christopher Beam. And I've been researching this topic for a while now. I'm interested in it. I've been told as many as 60 million Americans don't file taxes. And those are people that are of working age. We're not talking about, the elderly or the children or any, or children or anything like that. And so I want to know. So this is an article on that.
Well, there was a statistic in the story from the Seattle Times. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick of how many millions of tax filers there are, and I think it was 120 or something like that. I'll see if I can dig that up. Go ahead with your story.
I heard it was, I thought it was 170 million people pay taxes on an annual basis.
140 million, right. Individual tax filers.
So there are
300 million people in the country.
300 million. I don't know.
Some of them are going to be retired age, so they won't be filing income taxes,
so,
right?
I understood.
You still have to file income taxes if you get, like, retirement income.
I would think you do.
Would think
if
so,
you have
right?
enough.
I mean, the IRS isn't just going to give you a pass because you're 70, are they? They want your damn money. So it would be people that are under the age of 16 or 15, you know, where they haven't gotten a job yet, that would not be
right.
filing.
And that certainly doesn't come up to 160 million
no
people,
way.
The half of the population.
No, it might be, you know, 50 million or something like that. I'm speculating.
That seems high. In April, on April 15th, this is an old article. It's from April the 14th, 2009. On April 15th, millions of Americans will stand in long lines at the post office to file their tax returns.
Obediently.
Although usually a law-abiding citizen, the examiner can't help but wonder, what happens if I get tired of waiting and decide not to file my taxes at all? Probably nothing if you're self-employed without any major assets or loans. The odds of getting busted are extremely low. In fact, an estimated 7 million Americans fail to file their taxes every year. And I don't know where he gets that number either. Nobody really
what
cites
was the number?
7 million. That's
7 million.
A minuscule number,
yeah.
Compared to the 60 million that I'm quoting. But if they say there's 100 and, what was, read that line again. It's 140 million.
Individual tax filers.
Individual tax filers. And what that,
so excluding all corporations and
well,
all that.
My wife and I file jointly. Am I an individual tax filer and she's an individual tax filer? Or are
Good
we
question.
An individual tax filer together?
Hell if I know.
Right. These are the questions that are difficult. I have not been able to satisfactorily answer. And, you know, if you're willing to take your chances, this is what Slate.com says.
The 7 million statistic, maybe that's entrepreneurs? No.
I don't know. It says 7 million Americans fail to file their taxes every year.
Hmm.
And in 2008, the IRS examined only 158 million such cases, or 158,000 such cases. That comes to roughly 2% chance of getting caught. If the IRS does audit you, the agency probably won't press charges. Instead, they'll just file a return on for you and charge you a fee for the trouble.
Gee, thanks.
It gets trickier, though. If you have a boss or if for some reason you end up in the IRS's radar, businesses are required to file tax forms for every employee. So if an employee doesn't file or misrepresents his earnings, the IRS can spot that discrepancy quickly. that tax evasion can catch up with you if you take out a mortgage or for a house, since tax statements are usually necessary, mm-hmm. or if you take a government job, like, say, Treasury Secretary.
I had a mortgage while I didn't file.
Yep, that much is true. But at the time, you weren't really making very much, so...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know what I was making, and I don't know how much they want you to make or how much they require you to make or any of that. I don't know any of it. I have no knowledge of their system, and I don't want any knowledge. I don't have any. I don't believe I have any obligation, and I don't think they can show me any obligation beyond a jail cell.
Sure, understood, and I agree with you. It's that jail cell that concerns me.
Yeah.
Evasion is...
Go ahead. Just... I think that if people were to stop paying and get together, there would be nothing they could do.
Well,
sure, they could put some of you in jail, but
I think
so
you
what?
Have a very good case as having a religious exemption by being a Quaker.
Is that right?
I think you have a better case. I would like to see that your chances on that one.
I've always been a Quaker then.
Well, always believed like that. Evasion is also a bad idea if you have enemies. The IRS often snags evaders when embittered spouses or fired evaders when spouses or fired employees rat out their former lovers or bosses.
Right.
Lastly, if you're planning on cheating the government, cheating the government. If you're planning on not being cheated by the government,
view.
It is best not to be famous. Wesley Snipes went on trial in 2008 after earning $38 million over 5 years and paying zero on his income. There's a difference between paying taxes for a few years than stopping and never paying them at all. The IRS keeps records, so it knows if you suddenly stop filing. You'd probably have more luck sailing under the radar if you just start cheating them from the get-go. But, again, that'll work only if you're self-employed or,
cheating,
better yet, unemployed.
The term cheating suggests that there is some sort of up-and-up thing going on here. Cheating the IRS is like cheating a man who sticks a gun in your back and demands all the money in your pockets.
I don't disagree. You should also keep in mind the IRS can bust you down the line. Yes, there's a statute of limitations on criminal penalties. After 6 years, you can't go to jail for not paying taxes.
Not taxes.
But if the after 6 years, you can't go to jail for not paying taxes. But if the IRS discovers that you didn't file your taxes in 2008, they can still force you to pay civil penalties. But wait, you did stand in line at the post office and you did pay your taxes? What are your chances that you'll be audited? Depends on your tax bracket. If you make between $25,000 and $100,000, the odds of getting audited are about 7 in 1,000.
The guy in the article, the story we read, said he'd been audited several times as a business owner.
Yeah, businesses, I think, are much more likely.
That is just so sad. It's just, you've got to live in fear in that kind of a climate. I don't. Why would you want to do business like that?
I don't know. The number goes up if you make more money. If you make between $100,000 and $200,000, you've got a 1% chance. That the other was 0.7.
Mm-hmm.
Between $200,000 and $500,000, the odds go up to about 2%. Once you get to the highest income category, $10 million or more, there's a 10% chance you'll get audited.
Jeez.
The likelihood, it's the big fish, right? You put your line in the water for a big fish, not for the little ones.
Yeah.
The likelihood of auditing also goes up slightly if you make less than $25,000,
mm-hmm.
since the low-income earners are more likely to take advantage of the earned income tax credit. The IRS conducts randomized audits every few years, but there's more data collection about busting tax evaders. Of course, that doesn't mean every person in the same tax bracket has the same chance of getting audited. Every tax return gets a score that reflects its audit potential, called a DIF score. The exact components of the DIF score are secret. Otherwise, we would all know how to avoid getting audited. If your DIF score is high enough, if your tax return has enough red flags, it will trigger an automated audit. About 80% of audits are conducted entirely by computer. The rest of the time, you deal with an IRS agent. The biggest red flag is high deductions compared with your income. For example, if you earned $60,000 this year and donated $50,000 to charities, the IRS might wonder, how did you get by on just $10,000? Or say you have a business that reported $500,000 in income, but netted $25,000 in profits. The IRS might suspect that there's more than just a bad economy at work. Your chance of getting audited also depends on the type of work you do. Restaurateurs, for example, have a history of dodging taxes because they primarily are compensated in cash. Farmers are also frequently non-compliant and thus also have relatively high risk of being audited.
There you have it. Yep. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I say stop paying. Avoid complying. Do not send them any information. Do not send them your money. Don't go along with it. And get here to New Hampshire. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. the charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI to your calls. Todd is in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Well, this tax insanity is just ridiculous. You know, I really, really feel horrible for this woman, Rachel Porcaro, and I was reading the piece that you guys are reading on the air, and I will tell you right now, it never surprises me when you see all these tax preparation firms like H&R Block and Taxmasters, you know, asking, you know, well, solve your tax problems. I know there's this one commercial that's aired here in Michigan. If you're having trouble with the IRS, give us a call, you know, at 1-800 blah 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 blah, and we're tax masters, we solve your problems. And there's this big fat guy on screen, saying, you know, we're going to take care of you, we're going to help you. I think those firms and everything that gets a rep. I mean, you're paying probably, I don't know how much money you're shelling out to these firms. But it's funny because even if you don't use those firms and you try to e-file your taxes to the IRS even before April 15th, guess what? Intuit has lobbied to make it hard for you not to file electronically. And
the purpose of that, Intuit is a software firm, so the purpose is of their lobbying in that way would be to shuffle more business over to their software as a result of making it more difficult to file without using the e-file, correct?
Pretty much, and, you know, the thing is, this is the same company, by the way, that created the TurboTax software.
Yeah.
So if you go and get a copy of the TurboTax and you're registered with the company, and generally they send you an upgrade of the software every year, at least, or actually you're actually supposed to buy the upgrade itself, then it just it makes it harder for you to file electronically because, you know, the IRS doesn't have it set up easily where you can just file and send your tax return online so easily, yet they charge a fee, which is basically a tax on the taxes that you're supposed to be paying on your tax return.
They charge a fee for what? I'm sorry.
For e-file.
Oh, for the e-file. Okay.
Can you believe
it? For the e-file.
Oh, see, what you're saying is they're making it harder to e-file than it is to mail it in.
Basically, that's what's been happening. I was actually looking it up on Wikipedia, and they actually have this on there. So it's insanity. I mean,
you know, all these businesses you're talking about are essentially they're like parasites. I mean, the IRS is obviously a parasite, but these are kind of the buddies of the parasite in that H&R Block and all the other accountants out there, the tax accountants out there, and the Intuit and the software companies and the people that do the e-filing.
It's a multi-billion-dollar business.
Oh, a lot. I think there are hundreds of billions involved, but I'm not positive on that. It's huge. Huge.
It's huge. Absolutely. And what's really, really horrible is that they're basically scamming these people, and the government's basically in favor of it.
They're scamming you anyway. Well, right.
You know, they're
all buddies. Yeah, they're all in bed together, and it's because of the IRS that these other companies can even exist.
And, remember,
and they position themselves as your buddies, like you're saying that guy on the television he's acting like he's your friend. Boy, thank goodness he's around, or else those IRS guys sure would be really tough to deal with.
Yeah, remember, it's legal, and they can get away with it, and, you know, this whole thing about, well, if you don't file your income taxes, we're going to put liens and everything. You know something? I have a message for those people who are scared crapless about, you know, not filing their taxes. What is it worth more to you? Is it really worth sweating over not paying your taxes, or is it worth, sweating over filing an income tax but then again, you're being audited. What is it worth to you in the final analysis?
I don't know. Either way, it's a good question, because either way, you're looking at time in jail, right? Because if you file taxes and you botch it up, well, you've signed something on the bottom that says, well, I understand all these rules, and I understand I could face time in jail if I perjure myself, blah, 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 blah. They have that form at every single tax
form.
You're
damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which way you go.
Well, if they want to target you and make your life living hell,
that much is true.
If they
want to target you, they certainly will. You're statistically less likely to be molested if you're in sort of the average bracket and you file than if you don't file. But it's not much better. And you know, there's
the
moral quandary too.
Wasn't that statistic based on the 7 million statistic?
I would assume,
which is different from the numbers you've heard.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can't find any good numbers.
Right. There is an excellent book out there by Sheldon Richman called Your Money or Your Life, Why We Must Abolish the Income Tax. And and he's talking about at great length how the tax code and the incentives really are so perverse and so horrible that the tax system is basically so punitive towards the poor. Because this whole thing that, you know, we gotta have a tax system, and those who want, you know, this graduated income tax, like, or this flat tax, if you will, where everybody pays the same rate, but if you make, say, $70,000 or $80,000 a year, you're paying the same rate, but you're still paying more money. It's just as bad or even worse in many respects.
Yeah, and besides that, it's just fantasy to believe that anybody's ever going to abolish the income tax. Nobody's going to do that ever at the federal government level. The federal government's going to crash and burn before anything like that ever occurs. I thank you, Todd, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Your money or your life, why we should not – I think the title of the book should be Your Money or Your Life, Why We Should Refuse to Obey the State. The hell with these Nazis, these control freaks, these sadists. That's what they're doing with your money. When they get your money, they use it to hurt more people. That's all they do with it. They hurt people. Okay, yeah, sure, they cut some welfare checks, probably to some people they could actually use some help. But all of those people could be helped in the absence of the coercion. They could be helped on a voluntary basis.
But what
consent.
About the, you know, 70% of every welfare dollar goes to middle-class bureaucrats to administer that stuff? So that's the people they're really worried about protecting.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free on the site, so enjoy those, including updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. updates.freetalklive.com.
And check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. It's a it's YouTube videos done by a Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia.
Taren.
Yep, his name's Taren. And we talk on the phone on probably a biweekly basis. He's a really great guy. It's pro freedom issues for pro liberty folks there. He doesn't pretend to be open-minded on the issues as much as he just tries to be, you know, fair. He doesn't hide the fact that he's, he's liberty-minded.
Yes, he just did a very biased piece on Free Talk Live and the Liberty Radio Network, which is great.
Yep, that's why we like him. LCLReport.com. That's LCLReport.com.
And I wasn't even one of his sponsors back when he did that piece. He shot that back in during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now FreeKeen.com, my blog site, is a sponsor of the LCL Report. So we just got this wonderful little relationship. It's great.
Yep. I believe he believes in Free Talk Live as much as we do, and we thank him for it.
All right. So you can take control of the airways. We go to your calls. Alex is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys, just to inform your listeners who weren't listening last night, I had to do a make a poster in a group for my chemistry lab course here at UNH, and I had to make public policy recommendations for global warming, and I'm calling in to fulfill my promise to tell you how that went.
Right. Basically, the crux of the assignment was that you had to come up with ideas about regulating, right?
Right. The idea was to propose different ways of regulating sources and sinks for different so-called IR-active molecules and forming public policy.
Right, because that's the viewpoint that is propagated in college in America and in high school and in all other government-run schools. The viewpoint that's propagated is if you want to make a change to the world, you have to use force and use the government.
Yeah, and it's not like you're trying to prove or disprove global warming. The whole assignment is going under the assumption that it already exists.
Right. Yeah. They're not even having that conversation anymore, period. That the global, is there global warming, man-made global warming? That's not a conversation that's being had any longer.
Right. So, but I went and I was assigned to a group of three, and each of us had a greenhouse gas that we had to research. Mine was nitrous oxide, which is a very fun gas, let me tell you.
Did you do a personal experimentation?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. we go and we had to do the poster, and I was with these two girls, and they said, okay, well, Alex, what ideas do you have for regulating it? And I said, oh, how about, you know, going through private certification companies. And they kind of looked at me and they were very confused. And I said, well, I think that the government should get out of the way, and the government should not be involved in the regulation of these types of substances. And they looked at me and they said, you want to get a good grade, don't you?
Wow.
And so I was floored by that. So I said, oh, so I can't get a good grade if I believe in the free market? And they looked at me and they just said, look, why don't you just step back and we'll do all the work?
Right, yep. Right. Yeah, can we be reassigned? Can we be reassigned? This guy's going to ruin our project.
So they kicked me. They basically kicked me out, and I was just, you know, wandering around the room, just talking to people, and they did all the work.
Wow.
But the funny part was at the end, the teacher's assistant who runs the lab, he gave us all a survey sheet, and what we do is we grade everyone else's projects. So I went and I made an announcement to the whole room, hey guys, for all our benefit, let's just all give each other 100%, and we all did. So we all got 100%.
What a ludicrous, what a scam.
Yeah, and it's so remedial, the way that they treat us like children.
Right, this is higher education.
I mean, you're paying, this is what they're paying,
yeah.
What, $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 a year for.
Boy, thank goodness your parents are paying for this, right, Alex?
Kids to grade themselves.
Yeah, my parents are paying for it, which is always very nice.
God, the inmates are running the asylum over there.
Wow, that's great. That's a great story. I mean, a great as in absolutely awful and shocking. But
well, it's great that he didn't have to do any work.
No, that is great. Yeah, I mean, hey, whatever. You got to get the piece of paper, right? Whatever it takes to get the damn piece of paper, that's all that matters.
Well, right. I absolutely agree. What you did is you analyzed the strictures of the game, and then you figured out a way to benefit yourself by using the rules as they stood, and you managed to benefit yourself by getting a 100, and that'll be very valuable.
Use the system. It's true.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making it. Alex, appreciate you sharing that. 800-259-9231. Amazing. Amazing.
Stupefying.
And I thought it was interesting how, since he was put in a group, basically his viewpoint was essentially silenced. Because even though his viewpoint is entirely legitimate, the idea that if there is global climate change, and if it is actually man-caused, and something should be done about it as though it's something that's significant and bad. These are all things that have not really ever been proven. But if all that stuff is true, then his idea is to, well, let's solve this with the marketplace. Let's solve this with consensual solutions on a voluntary basis, involving people that are choosing to persuade others rather than force others to do as their arbitrary demands dictate. It's a completely legitimate viewpoint, but yet, well, he was outvoted. So
yeah, well, and fortunately, and unlike the democratic system that we have, fortunately he was outvoted on his ideas, but he didn't have to do the work. So the people that voted against him at least carried the burden. Now that doesn't happen.
All right, you can bring up absolutely whatever is on your mind here. Story out of Detroit News, DebtNews.com in Washington. The Obama administration will tell Congress Wednesday that it expects to lose about $30 billion of the $82 billion government bailout of the auto industry. Gene Sperling, senior counsel to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, confirmed in an interview late today the administration's forecast is that it will lose $30 billion on its auto investments. But that's down from an earlier estimate of $44 billion. Hey, we've slashed our losses.
We've made money, people.
Amazing.
This is how the government counts.
The real news is a projected loss. This is, listen to this spin. The real news is the projected loss came down to $30 billion from $44 billion, said Sperling, noting that auto sales have improved ahead of what many analysts had forecast. You know, we walked into this expecting to lose $44 billion. That's how we invested the government. It's a government investment. Of course you're going to lose money. Of course you are. The government can't invest. It doesn't care if it gets a return on its investment. You can't call government bailouts investments. But they'll call it an investment because, well, it makes it sound like they're actually doing something that, you know, is significant or in some way risky that could possibly have a reward. Did anybody really think that the loans would be paid back? Did anybody really think that back when these things were happening, whether it was the Bush administration or the Obama administration? Did anyone actually believe for one moment that there was a chance that the loans would be paid back in full? 800-259-9231, because $30 billion just went down the drain. And that's still the projected loss. It still hasn't, the final number has not been calculated on this yet. They're still projecting the numbers here.
Incredible. I mean,
what else do you need to say about this? And what did we predict on this show? We predicted that they were going to have to waive these loans. They were going to give this money out to these car companies, take over ownership in part, which they've certainly done to GM. They've basically, they own GM, right? Lock, stock, and barrel at this point? Isn't that pretty much the case?
And they really, with their deal with Fiat, crippled Chrysler, as I understand it. Not that Chrysler wasn't crippled already. Chrysler crippled itself. But, you know, Chrysler's in big trouble.
The Treasury Department has loaned $50 billion to General Motors and swapped all but $6.7 billion of it for a 61% majority stake in the automaker in order for taxpayers to be repaid fully. Who writes this stuff? In order for taxpayers to be repaid fully.
When have you ever gotten a check to repay you for your taxes?
Where's my check from the auto bailout? Are you kidding me? Does anyone believe this when they read it? It's Free Talk Live. Bring a penny.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a frontside defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontside.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontside.com for your training and free gun.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. And you can join us, of course, on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, and they include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, just 7 days, try out startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. I've been using it. It's got a little link thing where you can, you know, put it right up in your browser with all the other search things in the toolbar gizmo, and it makes it very easy. Startpage.com.
I do like the toolbar gizmo.
Yep.
All right. So we continue.
Making fun of me.
I'm going to continue. No, I like the toolbar gizmo. It's very helpful. Right. So we're going to continue the story here just because I just want to share some more of these quotes with you, and this from Detroit News about the bailout. Now, they're predicting the automotive bailout, which, as you know, was billions upon billions of dollars. And they're predicting now that the administration is expecting to lose about $30 billion of the $82 billion government bailout of the auto industry. And they're spinning it by saying that, well, its projected loss has come down. It was going to be $44 billion. Now it's just $30 billion. Didn't we do a great job?
Hallelujah.
Well, they say that auto sales have improved ahead of what many analysts had forecast. The administration still holds out hope that if things improve, the administration could still recover more. Barack Obama said today, or when this was written, it was, I think, yesterday, saving General Motors and Chrysler saved hundreds of thousands of jobs. Really? How is that exactly? Can someone explain that one to me? Can you try to speculate, Mark, as the government apologist here, to explain to me how hundreds of thousands of jobs were saved by bailing out a couple of car companies?
The idea is that the auto industry is 1/7 of the economy, I think they were saying. But, you know, what they were counting there were repair shops, you know, people that, you know, sell auto parts, you know, all kinds of auto rental agencies, as though these portions of the industry would have been affected. You know, I don't
Ludicrous.
Know. I don't know how many people work for GM
and Chrysler.
Or in Chrysler, but I don't believe that their jobs necessarily were saved. I think that those companies probably would have gone into, you know, some situation where they cut out some brands that were less profitable.
Yep.
And they would have reformatted. I mean, that's what bankruptcy's for. That's the purpose of it, is give them an opportunity to be protected from creditors while they change their little system.
They restructure and
Right.
Or sell themselves off to another company that'll buy their assets.
And that's the other point. Let's say Chrysler would have failed, and that would be the one that was more likely of the two, would have just completely gone under. It's not like those factories get bulldozed and all that that machinery gets destroyed and all those people get taken out to the gallows. Those people would likely, somebody would come in and take over. Right. Take over the profitable intellectual property of Chrysler, the ones that sold. They'd sell these brands, they'd buy those brands, they'd buy those factories, they'd employ those people. Those people are valuable. They know how to put cars together. There are car companies out there that want those people. Somebody could have come along and taken the capital, the factories, yeah, and stuff like that are now sold off at much lower rates than Chrysler bought them for. They're cheaper now. They've been depreciated. The loss has been taken by the marketplace. The people that loaned Chrysler the money or whatever to get these things have had their losses, and then somebody would have employed these factory workers. Would they have gotten as good of a deal as they had from the union? Probably not. I suspect auto factory worker guys or that work in the American industry, the American automotive industry, I think that they're compensated higher than the ones that, say, work for the Japanese companies and stuff like that. So I suspect they would have taken a pay cut. And they didn't want to, and that was what it was really about. It was about the unions.
It's a shame that these bailouts didn't happen when the typewriter industry was having a tough time. I mean, that was really important. There were hundreds of thousands of jobs that could have been saved. We could have kept the typewriter industry afloat. And still had ribbons. I mean, we could still have typewriters with a click clackety click clack and all the, this is an important part of America.
I was just in an antique store the other day, and they were selling one there for $5.
These are jobs we're talking about here. They just let all those jobs fall by the wayside. All of those people who had those typewriter industry jobs were just crapped on because the government didn't rescue their business. I mean, you can go down the line of all of the various different obscure and nowadays obscure jobs that are obscure industries today that were at one time very, very vibrant. Yeah, okay, you can actually still buy typewriter ribbons today, but they're very, very expensive.
And I don't know where you buy them. I mean,
you can find them. There are specialty dealers that
probably online.
That you can order them from, but you're insane if you're trying to do this because you're paying way too much. Well, no. You'd be trying to continue to operate your old dot matrix printer or something. They still sell all of those old
dot matrix printers are used in a lot of industries.
I know
still.
It's amazing, isn't it? Well, but you can't just go and buy a dot matrix printer at Staples.
No.
So you have to pay extra to get your hands on legacy kind of upkeep products like that. So, anyway, what I'm pointing out is there is still some vestige of that alive, but for the most part, it's a dead industry. And that's okay. And the reason why it's okay is because of what you were talking about earlier. When something fails, it's failing for a reason. Just because you're a car company doesn't mean that you have a right to exist any more so than any other company out there. The market has spoken and has said your cars or your service or whatever the hell it is about your company sucks. And you don't deserve to stay in business. If you did, people would be buying your cars, and people would be—they'd be doing business with you, but they're not. So you're having a tough time. You should close your doors, auction off your inventory, auction off your stuff, and shut up and go away, and then let somebody else step in who is an innovator, somebody who's got some new ideas that's going to bring something fresh to the table instead of bringing in some politically connected some losers. Bring them in, have them operate these companies at a loss, and then cut them free cash.
Yep,
and it's crazy.
I mean, think about all the auto manufacturers that have gone under up to this point. AMC went under. I know that there was something called a Stutz Bearcat at some point. Willys used to make the Jeep, and then it got sold to AMC, and then it got sold to Chrysler.
Right.
And
how many of those people are still working in the business?
Right. And there's so many of them out there. Datsun, I don't know what happened with Datsun turning to Nissan or whatever. Maybe Nissan bought them. I don't know the specifics of these, but the world goes on. Car companies disappear, and we still have cars. We still have jobs. Everything's fine.
The one of the bureaucrats said it was the right decision then and the right decision now.
Of course it was.
He called it a courageous decision by the president to give the two automakers a rebirth, even though he knew it was not going to be politically popular. The estimate, first public accounting of the losses connected to the rescue of General Motors and Chrysler is in line with what the Government Accountability Office told the Troubled Asset Relief Congressional Oversight Panel and former auto czar Steve Rattner have suggested. The Treasury Department has loaned $50 billion to General Motors and swapped all but $6.7 billion of it for a 61% share in the automaker, making them Government Motors now. The chairman and CEO, Ed Whitaker, said GM will make a $1 billion payment of its outstanding loans on December 31st and plan similar quarterly payments. The administration forgave much of Chrysler's $12 billion in government loans. Fiat, which owns 20% of Chrysler and controls the company, must repay $6 billion of the loans before it can acquire a majority stake. The Treasury Department also injected $13.5 billion in an auto finance company that GMAC and now owns a 35.4%. So there's all kinds of government ownership going on all over the place in these deals. They've just basically wiped out billions of dollars here and just said, oh, okay, well, it was a loan, now it's a giveaway. It's your money, though, that they're doing this with, of course, and that's the most important point to mention here. And I just love it. In order for taxpayers to be repaid fully, GM stock would have to be worth far more than current estimates when the company goes public as earlier as next year. So wait, they're going public again? Weren't they already public?
I don't know the specifics of this.
I don't either. The president, Barack Obama, defended the rescue of the auto industry at a speech on the economy today. We also took steps to prevent the rapid dissolution of the American auto industry, which faced a crisis partly of its own making, to prevent the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs during an already fragile time. These were not decisions that
sounds like Walter Cronkite's been elected.
Popular or satisfying. I really haven't heard his voice very much to be able to do
it. It kind of sounds like Elvis. Obama does.
They were not popular or satisfying, but they were decisions that were necessary.
And that's the way it is.
That's the way it is, apparently. They stole your money, gave them to a bunch of muckety-mucks, and then just waived all the debt. Not like you ever would have seen another dime of it.
Yeah, you weren't going to get the money back.
See you tomorrow night, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's fix dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.